CanadianGoods.com.
Here we are at the start of another week, and on our previous show, we were talking about a sex scandal. Yep, we're talking about that little old trip to Cartagena, Colombia, and the Secret Service. Joining us right off the bat to tee it up is Victoria Jones from Talk Radio News. Victoria, boy, I mean, this has got to be juicy stuff in D.C.
Yeah, it is juicy stuff. I mean, sometimes what we think is juicy is really very dry, but no, this is juicy, particularly now the Defense Department is saying that they're pretty much certain that more than five military personnel might have been involved in what they're calling personal misconduct ahead of President Obama's visit to the city in Colombia. So because they're looking at the surveillance tapes at the hotel, they won't say how many more service members were seen in the hotel's closed circuit footage, but they are still trying to gather together the facts. And then you've got the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Martin Dempsey, the general, saying, "We are embarrassed. We let the boss down because nobody is talking about what went down in Colombia other than this incident." It's perfectly true. Nobody's talking about the free trade agreement or anything else.
Yeah, or all the flap over Cuba, too.
Exactly, the flap over Cuba, that they weren't invited, that that also that President Obama said that they shouldn't come to any future summits until they do some basic improvements in human rights, and what various other leaders had to say about that. So no, absolutely not.
Do you think as a result of this, because now some of these guys are on administrative leave, and as you said, they're trying to figure out what happened, investigating all that kind of stuff, the Secret Service could be maybe up to 11 or even more than that. Will they get the axe eventually, or will they get punished severely and be welcomed back into the fold, or who knows?
You know, I can't get a read on that. I really can't get a read on that, but because it's very hard to get axed in the government, but I think it's possible that some of them could get discharges. I really do.
Ooh. All right, so we'll pay attention to that one. The General Service Administration, jobs that you and I should have had because I think we could have cut better videos.
Yeah.
But today that was front and center. And you know, everyone in America is just making fun of this now because that's all you can do, the money that's been wasted on these conferences. So what came out of that hearing?
Well, not much, really, mainly because Jeff Neely, who's the guy who put this conference, if you can call it that, in Las Vegas for 2010 together, took the fifth repeatedly and refused to answer some basic questions like what his official title is at GSA and whether he was currently employed there, which is actually quite a tough question because who knows. Also, whether he attended the conference, whether he approved funding for it, and what was the size of the event's original budget. And also if he were prepared to answer any questions related to it.
So that's all he did. It was just to re-rack the tape. I take the fifth. I plead the fifth on advice of my counsel.
Yeah, and then at some point he left. And so we were left with I wasn't there, but he was seated in the middle. There were five people. So he left shortly after he pleaded the fifth. So then there was an empty chair.
Oh, that's nice. I'm gone. That's it. I can't sit here any longer. Speaking of being gone, what did the Senate do with the Buffett rule?
Oh, that went down. That went down. Now, I mean, it's not surprising. We expected it to go down. Nobody expected it to get 60 votes. But it did go down, and it went down 51-45. Democrats didn't get the 60 they wanted. And it was mostly party line. All but one Republican voted to oppose moving it forward. Senator Susan Collins of Maine voted with the Democrats. Interestingly, Olympia Snow did not. And if she wanted to, she could have done. It's not like she's running again. So that was interesting. Mark Pryor was the only Democrat to vote against it. Even Ben Nelson, who often votes against his own Democratic Party, voted with the Democrats. Joe Lieberman, independent of Connecticut, who caucuses with Senate Democrats, missed the vote today, but he released a statement announcing his opposition to the Buffett rule.
Yeah, so it's bounced, killed, basically, that's it, right?
The Democrats say that they are going to bring this up repeatedly.
Oh, no, here we go again. It's the same old story, hoping that they're going to have different results. Like you said, 51-45. So they're going to have to do some work, I guess.
Yeah, they don't care. They just want to keep doing it.
Oh, I could really play on that, Victoria. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News. Thanks so much, as always.
Thank you.
Coming up the rest of this hour on ATN, we'll talk about the wild party that was in Colombia that we were just talking about there. Some sights and sounds, if you will, some reaction on the Hill to the I plead the fifth, I plead the fifth, I plead the fifth over and over and over again. Plus, there's a lot of rumors coming out of D.C. and beyond that Hillary Clinton could actually be on the ticket depending on the backlash of the women's reaction to the slap that Hillary Rosen threw the way of Van Romney. A comment on CNN, who knew that it was the slap heard around the world, seems it keeps getting bigger and bigger. So there is a little bit of gossip about Clinton jumping on the Obama ticket as the VP. You know, honestly, I don't see it. It makes for good conversation. Hillary Clinton looks beat to me, like, this is it, Secretary of State, I'm done, I've had enough, I'm out of here. I'm just hoping Chelsea has some grandkids and I can hang out and do other things, go and give speeches, write another book. I don't see it. I see her done with politics. But it is from several good sources that I nailed this down, and there's other huge news organizations that are lobbing that out there for what it's worth. I think it's just for conversation and to kind of take everyone off the comments, to move it away in a different direction, personally. I can't imagine it. She looks whipped. Done. History. You know, when someone's done, you're just done. She has that look, and then she said so. So why would she take that back? I cannot imagine that would change. Also, cleanup time. What do you do when you reality sets in and you realize, oh, yeah, that hail that bounced off my house was actually the size of a bowling ball. There were some places, and I'm not kidding, there were some places in Kansas where they got that wicked weather, the funnel clouds, but they also got hail, and the hail was huge. I used to think people made that up when they talked about hail that was golf ball size and beyond, until I moved to a place where it hailed and I saw the dents and all the cars on the car lots and would hear the commercials over and over again about hail damaged cars, brand new, on sale at whatever Ford or wherever Chevy or whatever it might be. And it's true. But I've never seen bowling ball size hail. I doubt many of you listening to my voice right now, anywhere in any corner of the world, can claim that you saw a lot of giant chunks of hail. I'm not saying the little pits or even the golf ball size, which that's still pretty big. I'm saying the really mammoth chunks of, because that's like ice. That's like ice falling on your stuff, on your car, on your house. No roof survives that. You're getting a new roof if you're being chunked by bowling ball size hail. So how much damage probably was whipped in to that? By the way, Obama, according to some, has the lead over Romney. Oh, yes, we have polls, polls, polls. But first, on the flip side, we come back, more reaction to that wild GSA party in Las Vegas. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
In 1965, this is the sound. Come here, sister. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come here, mama, and let me play you the scene. And your face is fine as could be. And I'm drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Ah, Papa has some explaining to do. The fun part of the government was the GSA, the General Services Administration. Not fun for you and me because it was our tax dollars that were being used for massive parties, apparently. But the one government dude at the center of the wild time in Las Vegas, the conference, his name is Jeff Neely, really didn't want to, as you heard at the top, with Victoria, really didn't want to dive into what happened there and how the money was spent and all that kind of stuff. He was the guy who organized the conference that cost over $800,000. And no matter how much they badgered him, he just would not get off that one thing that you can use when you don't want to answer the questions. Here's what it sounded like today on the Hill.
Mr. Chairman, on the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my Fifth Amendment constitutional privilege.
And he said it over and over again. Daryl Issa, the congressman who is the Republican chair of the House Oversight Committee, then finally just dumped Neely and went on with the hearing and said this is, you know, an unacceptable waste of taxpayer money. Of course it was unacceptable. And said, you know, we're going to get to the bottom of this, get some answers to questions we should have been asked, or we should have asked, and they should have been answered a long, long, long time ago. And, you know, this is the thing. It's the fact that so much of our money was spent in this. And, you know, someone could say, oh, well, a couple million ultimately. What's that? Well, then give us a couple million if it doesn't mean that much to you. I'm sorry. It does mean a lot because we keep now seeing some of these shenanigans over and over again. And just in case you've been living under a rock, the controversy involves a federal agency that most people never even heard of, and it's become like poison, the reports now and the video clips, stemming back to this 2010 conference in Vegas. So the administration, of course, is embarrassed and furious. It put a spotlight on waste, government waste, all this spending by the GSA. Pretty much what they are is a real estate agency for the federal government. I mean, that's what it is. That's a good gig if you can get it, I think. What are the top dogs getting paid, or were they, in the GSA? So it took 11 months for all of this to come about. The Inspector General's investigation became public after 11 months. And you have a former congressional aide to President Obama who stayed in his top gig at the GSA when he knew, or probably should have known, what was going on. Yeah. The GSA Chief of Staff Mike Robertson, who was in the middle of this, I guess they're determining, they're saying that, you know, the White House's counsel office knew of the ongoing investigation in the middle of 2011, 9 months before it was the earliest time they acknowledged what was happening. And Robertson issued a statement to clear up his testimony. I know, follow the dots, saying, I only mentioned in passing the existence of an IG investigation as I bumped into a White House staffer that I work with on GSA issues, and it wasn't until late May or June of 2011. Oh, dates get lost in this White House. They do. It's like the Attorney General, Eric Holder. He can't remember what he knows about Fast and Furious. Never did he not see any memos. No, he wasn't made aware of it until something terrible happened. And email, same thing. They burn through emails. People can't find emails, and then they find them afterwards. But yet, Congressman Elijah Cummings of Maryland, who's the ranking Dem on the panel, and, of course, easily took a slam at the GSA, especially Neely for the pleading the fifth, and you know, basically said, in one email, Neely invited personal friends to the conference, writing, and this is a quote, are you ready for this? You're driving down the road. You don't want to flip over to the Flying Saucer Man. You want to hear this quote. We'll get you guys a room near us, and we'll pick up the room tab. Could be a blast. End of the quote. He went on to write, I know I'm bad, but as Deb and I often say, why not enjoy it while we have it and while we can? Ain't going to last forever. Well, Mr. Neely, it stops now, huh? I mean, just right. They're so in your face with the videos and the emails to their friends. Jump on the train. Woohoo! It's taking off. And we're going to Hawaii next. Maybe we've got an extra room near us and we can write it off or something. Crazy. So former GSA administrator, it's like a soap opera, Martha Johnson, I just got to dig deeper into this, said she found a pretty badly managed GSA when she took over in 2010 after more than 2 years of being the interim leadership person. She said that the Western Regions Conference had become an extravagant, arrogant, self-congratulatory event that ultimately belittled federal workers. But she didn't put a stop to it, apparently. In her own words, here you go.
I am extremely aggrieved by the gall of a handful of people to misuse federal tax dollars, twist contracting rules, and defile the great name of the General Services Administration. What I did not know was that there was yet another problem. The Western Regions Conference, an economical training event in the late 1990s, had evolved into a raucous, extravagant, arrogant, self-congratulatory event that ultimately belittled federal workers. I personally apologize to the American people. As the head of the agency, I am responsible. I deeply regret this. I will mourn for the rest of my life the loss of my appointment.
Yeah, I would mourn the loss of that appointment as well. Now, she inherited the nonsense, the fraternity romp and everything else, but still, she was in charge. You're in charge. The buck stops with you. That's it. Boom. They've got to just take it. Or have gone to somebody and shed the light on what was happening, just because that's ridiculous. You know, this is taxpayer money, those kind of Neely emails, and the ripping videos that weren't ha-ha funny videos, but were flat-out making fun of the fact that, gee, nobody knows what's really happening here except for us. And we're loving it. We're going to enjoy it while it lasts because we work for the government, man. We work for the General Services Administration. And here's the thing. This is the kind of black eye, even though he's removed for it. The president is running the day-to-day operation there. But it just goes to show all the finger-pointing about the Republicans this and the money wasted here and all this other stuff. They got to look under their own hood. Because there's no getting around this. This is what it is. They were flat out making fun of the fact that they were spending buckets of money and knew they shouldn't have been doing it, and they could shove it in everyone's face. It's easy to just... It is. They're like piñatas now. It is very easy to take a stick. It doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or Republican and just take a fat swing at the piñata. But... it's just so galling. I mean, it's just so galling the way Neely blew through the federal dough. I mean, that's what they did. They just blew through it as it was like royalties to them or something. Bankrolling their life. I think this is criminal. I honestly think they ought to go for the jugular here. Some of these people, the GSA, I think they need to do time. We got to pay our taxes. They're taking money from us, and this is galling what they did with the money. I think that beyond, okay, let's hear the stories and the joking and everything else and the over-the-top expenses, I think that there has to be some consequences here. Has to be. And here's an even worse, a worse thing, a real kick in the head, right? Neely is still being paid. You know what his salary is? You know what his salary is? Ready for this? $170,000. So, yeah, he's on administrative leave with four other people. But who cares? He is making a ton of loot, and he's been there a while, and he has spent it. He even got this Martha Johnson, who you just heard, that said she was just so appalled and everything else. She gave him a $9,000 bonus. They actually just had a little debate last year whether to give him a bonus for his job performance. And they gave it to him. I don't know. There's got to be something here. What about some bribery? What about some kickback? Oh, if they could just tie them to that, that would be great. Because I think some people need to do a little time for all of this stuff. We got a brand new phone number. Let me give it to you. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Fire them up. What do you have to say? Punishment or not?
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Why did it take 11 months for this investigation under the Obama administration to come to light in a way in which meaningful action could begin?
Yeah, that is the question. Unacceptable. Why did it take so long for all of this to come out, for this report? And, you know, there's so many excesses. You could just have a rip-roaring good time, I guess, going through this kind of stuff. $6,000 for the coins, the commemorative coins for the people who went to the conference. $75,000 for a team-building exercise to construct 24 bicycles, then give them to underprivileged children. At least the kids got the bikes. But for $75,000, they had a mind reader as entertainment. Wonder how much that costs. I mean, just crazy things. Crazy, crazy things. And they had a staff event planner pay outside people to prepare the conference, and they did all these scouting visits to Las Vegas. Family members went. I mean, look, you know, good for them. They laughed all the way at the extravagance and the waste and everything else. But it wasn't their money. This is what the problem is. So I think they've got to dig deep and figure out something they can nail some of these people with, especially this Jeff Neely. Of course, he's pleading the fifth. If I was advising him, I would tell him to plead the fifth, too, because he's blabbed his mouth all over the place and put himself in the position where he could be the one that could go to prison. I mean, look, massive wasteful spending all the way up. Multiple administrations. I mean, I think there just needs to be an audit across the board. And the increases in what they did at these parties. And this is just day one. So this back and forth, there you heard Congressman Daryl Issa furious, asking the question of the day, and looking at, you know, who were the appropriate people? You know, what happened at the White House? Who didn't know what? And all this other kind of stuff. Because they're trying to track all this down to know who knew what about salaries and that kind of stuff. $170,000 for this guy to run that department. I know this is terrible, but there's got to be people listening to this saying, that's never me. I never get that job, right? I have to give blood before I get a job and prove that I'm a United States citizen. This guy strolls in and just decides to set up any kind of party. It was almost like he was a party planner. He could set up whatever he wanted. And it is like being sort of the real estate spot for the government, where that's what your job is. It's kind of murky anyway. How much do we really need this GSA? Because nobody's even really heard of it. Now we all know what it is. And so they're hanging out bored with what they're doing and able to really blow a lot of time. And I guess, you know, that's the key. They were able to blow a ton of time. And so they cut videos and did everything else that they could do to punch in and punch out at the end of the day. I'm going to keep saying the number 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I know, I have gotten so many emails from so many of you furious about the number, because you get used to things and you get used to numbers. And after all, I'm the queen of dyslexia when it comes to numbers, seriously. But I love this number. There was a reason for the switch, and it's much, much smoother. So you will get used to it. Things, when there is change, you get used to it. I'll say it again and again. 855-266-KATE. Very easy. 855-266-5283. To be sure, there were other things that happened across this great country that created some buzz, where people were texting each other, Twittering each other, ripping on not just the GSA, but a couple of other things. The hot, hot opinions these days still surround Trayvon Martin's death and what's going to happen with George Zimmerman. The latest twist in this one is that Zimmerman's lawyer, Mark O'Mara, asked to have the judge taken off the case. See, I'm thinking change of venue, bond hearing comes up at the tail end of the week. Must have found a safe place for him, because certainly Zimmerman, he looks scared to death. His eyes are five times the size of his head. You can tell in the shots when he was in court last week. So now they request that this judge be taken off the case, because she said that her husband worked with CNN as a legal analyst. So I can understand that. Oh, your husband's a legal analyst. That might be a little tricky. So they put a motion to disqualify the trial judge, and then they're going to just rule on that, whether or not they're going to get their way or not, because the judge is Seminole Circuit Judge Jessica Rexidler, and she was assigned to it, but she's even saying she would entertain the motions to disqualify her from the trial, because her husband is a law partner of an attorney that Zimmerman approached about representing him, and he's been commenting on the case all over the media. He's a CNN contributor. He's doing analysis on the case, so certainly that doesn't seem like that would be a fair thing. I can't imagine that they're not going to be satisfied and that they're going to get this new judge. It makes sense to me, or there'd be more problems that would continue to build up over all the scrutiny with this case, all the scrutiny that it's getting. And, at this point, that's what I'm sure they'll do. They'll end up booting it to somebody else. See, Florida law, there's a lot of differences with Florida law. I mean, they're like a separate country, just like California. Florida law requires a judge to consider whether the records closure is needed, for example, to prevent a serious and imminent threat to justice. So the court has to find that there is no alternative to sealing the records that will provide a fair trial, and that action wouldn't be broader than necessary to accomplish the purpose, too, because prosecutors didn't object when also the attorneys asked Rex Seidler to seal the records last week, and the judge ordered the court filings and other records to have that happen without giving the public and the press a chance to oppose the closure. Like I said, each and every day it gets more and more interesting, and there's a big push to unseal the documents. Of course, it's like a who's who of media that have descended on Sanford, Florida, all the big television networks anyway, is what I'm saying. So you've got lots of the CNNs, the Foxes, etc., are all waiting and trying to get more information to see if it's going to be unsealed or not. I bet if they don't have to be forced to do that, they probably will hold off as long as they can. And this all goes back to the whole thing about Zimmerman and whether or not he's safe and, you know, he's eligible for bond and if he's allowed to go free after the trial and all those things they're trying to answer. There's a lot of things that are wrapped into this case to be sure. It's not a simple open and shut deal, but of course it was never going to be that because you still have the issue of the guns that you're dealing with and the stand your ground rule and whether that's fair or foul and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So there's definitely separate little fires that have to be put out along the way. And, you know, it's interesting. In thinking about the direction we're going in as a country, a couple of different things on guns popping up. And everybody who runs courts, at least on the Republican side, they certainly court the NRA because the NRA has a lot of sway and the NRA is responsible for a lot of laws in various states. So Mitt Romney, he backs the Second Amendment from everything that I've seen of Mitt Romney, but apparently there is a little bit of confusion. He spoke before the National Rifle Association to court the guns rights lobby, which makes sense, but his own history on guns is a little bit interesting. In 1994 and 2007, he said that he said himself he didn't really line up with the NRA, and he signed off on a strict assault weapons ban in 2005. So upon further review and stumbling into some of the real facts, Romney kind of flip-flopped a bunch on different gun rights. He supported tough gun laws, but see, it's like he's saying he supports them, but then on the other hand, he says he supports the Second Amendment. So he's kind of playing both lines here. It's not real clear. It's not real clear what he thought about guns overall. He changed his mind in a couple of different times, but he definitely signed off on a permanent assault weapons ban. There's no question. And you know what the assault weapons ban was? It extended the firearm identification card and the license to carry firearms from 4 years to 6 years. There's a 90-day grace period for holders for firearm cards and licenses and people even that applied to renew, and there was a 7-member board, if you want to call it that, a review board that looked at firearm license applications that have been denied. And so if we go back in our time machine, this was a big deal, a very, very, very big deal. Coming up here in just a few minutes on America Tonight, we're going to go broad. That's right, we're going to go abroad. Stay with us.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Tonight, and of course, everybody, I hope, has filed their taxes, or you're protesting and you hope you're not going to get caught, or you're planning on doing it at the very last minute because the 17th means the taxes are due. Welcome to Tuesday in most areas, and if we're not quite into Tuesday, we're really, really close. Big thing today in Washington was the fact that the so-called Buffett rule went down in smoke, or went up in smoke. It didn't fly through the Senate, although it's not shocking, and we talked about this at the top of the show, it's not shocking that it went down because I don't think many people expected that it was in fact going to go through. And this was the millionaire's tax, that the 1% should pay more, and they're not paying their fair share. And that whole argument, the thing that really was being propagated by the Obama administration, I mean, this was one of their babies, and it, so far it's flubbed. The Democrats say they're going to bring it up again and again and again, try to do what they can to try to shove through the Buffett rule, but I don't think they're going to get it through, although a poll that showed that 7 out of 10 people actually supported the idea of the Buffett rule. For now, it's dead in the Senate anyway. the Republicans put the kibosh on it, and what it officially is called, so you know, is Paying a Fair Share Act. Paying a Fair Share. So the bill would have imposed a minimum 30% effective federal tax rate on anyone with adjusted gross incomes above $1 million, but then it would phase in for those making between $1 million and $2 million, blah, blah, blah. And then you go from there, and, you know, the debate, which has been nasty all along on this, is, you know, mostly the Senate debate revolved around the party's ideas of what defines the richest fair share and whether the tax code is sufficiently progressive. Senator Mark Pryor, the only Dem that jumped lines to vote against taking up the bill. Susan Collins, the only Republican to vote with the Democrats. And Obama used it as a chance to hammer the Republicans, saying, you know, because they didn't have a debate on the rule, that they, again, protect tax breaks for the wealthiest few Americans at the expense of the middle class. Because the Dems say it would be at least a step toward fairness, because no one earning more than a mil pays a lower federal tax rate than anyone in the middle class. So the Democrats said the money would raise, and this is the key, we need money, that it would raise $47 billion over 10 years if the tax, the Bush tax cuts expire, or $162 billion if the tax cuts are extended. So it would make a dent in those deficits and could be pumped back into the economy. It's not happening. It's not happening. CNN did a poll. They must spend half their time, not the on-air people, but everybody else behind the scenes, they must be polling. A CNN ORC poll conducted over the weekend showed that 72% of Americans support the idea of setting a minimum tax rate for people who make more than $1 million a year. But how did it break down? 90% of Democrats, 69% of Independents, and 53% of Republicans back a millionaire's tax. You know, why the Buffett rule, named after Warren Buffett, who claims he pays a lower tax rate than his secretary? It's the most ridiculous argument, because he gets taxed on investments. So that's number one. And the secretary is making over $200,000. So give me a break. It has nothing to, the calculations are so off. Totally off. And, you know, we've got an annual deficit of over $1 trillion? So, I don't know how, the bill was pointless if you think about it. The bill was pointless. If you look at the numbers, how do we think this was going to really make such a big change? And could it be more predictable that you have 51 Democrats, 2 Independents, and 47 Republicans? So, you know what? The Dems, they didn't pass it. They weren't pushing. Really deep down, they weren't pushing. It's a gimmick. It's a gimmick. That's what it is. It's more propaganda nonsense. And because we're in the middle of an election year, it's a perfect thing. All right, I asked my pal Jack Alexander down under, because I wanted to see what the tax code was like in Australia, to do a little research for me. And let me tell you, his Cracker Jack research was terrific, but it's hard to make heads or tails of it. He sent me this awesome document that really looked to me like people were paying a crazy amount of tax. Hello, Jack.
Good morning, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much. So the document you sent me, it did look like they were pretty steep taxes. Did I misread it? I was looking around, like I looked at the top of it, $0 to $3,083, 29 cents for each dollar of earnings, and then it kept moving up and moving up. So basically tell us about taxes in Australia. How do you pay them? When do you pay them? Once a year, or how does it work?
There's what they call pay-as-you-go, and the employer is responsible for taking out your tax withholding out of each paycheck that comes out, whether you get paid weekly, fortnightly, monthly, what have you. And we have this really confusing layered tax system. And there are layers within layers, whether you've got leave withholding, so you get a bonus added to your extra bonuses added for when you take leave, and then there is the socialized medicine tax, which is included in there as well. Plus, they've now got a levy for all the floods that happened this time last year, for which are taxing the wealthy because of the natural disaster we had up in Queensland and northern New South Wales this time last year that we were speaking about.
So do people in Australia feel like the tax situation is lopsided or nah?
Look, we're as confused about our tax system in Australia as most people are in there. There is some fairly good calculators that the Australian Tax Office puts out to make it easy. I will admit, having had to do taxes on two sides of the pond, because I was at the U.S. Embassy yesterday lodging my taxes for my American earnings so that I wouldn't get penalized. Doing taxes in Australia is a little bit simpler because the tax department puts out a program which handles most of it. So most people that just have a general income, you know, you have an employer, you don't have a lot of investments, you don't own a lot of real estate and so on, it's relatively simple. You can just put all your figures into this piece of software and you can lodge it electronically and it's nice and simple. But once you get out of that bracket, it becomes incredibly legalistic and complicated.
I like that. Legalistic and complicated. It sounds a lot like our system. I say flat tax or fair tax across the board, across the world. Jack, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for popping on ATN.
You're welcome, Kate.
I love that. You love that, Jack. He's so honest. You got to love that. Thanks, Jack. You got to love that Jack went to the fact that he went to the embassy to pay the rest of, you know, to pay the American side of the taxes, you know, because he wanted to make sure he didn't want to get in the soup with anyone. But notice they also, the socialized medicine and how he said they take out for that and the pay-as-you-go kind of system. But, I mean, here's the thing that's similar. If you've got a couple of different pants, you're wearing a couple of different pants, so you have a couple of different things that you're running or involved with, it would be much more complicated, which I guess is pretty similar to the United States. Oh, have fun if you are up burning the midnight oil already working on those taxes. I wonder what the percentage is. How many people really have them done and how many people are waiting till the very last second to do it?
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about things?
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get out.